We've got high school football playoff action for you today here on KJAN as Chris and I will be up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls today to bring you the Exira EHK versus MMC football game. Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn and the Exira EHK Spartans both come in with 12-0 records on the season. They've both been very solid football teams. Both had to rally to win in their quarterfinal round games to get to the semifinal round. For MMC, they came from behind late to pick up a 42-38 win over Newell Fonda, who was also unbeaten coming into that contest, while Exira EHK had to defeat Glidden Ralston for the second time of the year, this time coming back from a 30-7 third quarter deficit to win it 39-36 on a late field goal. Now, Spartans coach Tom Peterson says looking at the MMC lineup, it's pretty obvious who their go-to guy is. Tanner Utesh is one of their leading rushers and also a very solid quarterback who you have to keep an eye on.
It's assignment football, Jim. Our kids have been working on it. Obviously, with the mistakes that we've had on the mental side of the defensive side, they've hurt us here in the past few games. And so, obviously, that's got to make sure that's cleaned up today in order for us to be successful. And at the same time, from a rushing standpoint, Andrew Hoffman for them has rushed for 1,300 yards. A big kid, 6'3", 175 pounds. We got to make sure that we gang tackle him when we get the opportunity. You know, one of the ways that you can maybe try to get Tanner maybe uncomfortable with him back there is you got to have pressure. Our guys up front are going to have to apply as much pressure as we can. And when you get the opportunity, the quarterback has got to be on the ground. So we want to remain physical in today's football game, and we just got to make sure that we do assignment football.
We'll have that game for you live here today on KJAN. You can hear more from Tom and also from MMC head coach Kyle Oswald during our pregame show. We're on the air at 11 o'clock this morning. Kickoff is set for 12:06 today at the Unidome. You can hear it all live here on KJAN AM and FM and online. You can catch it online or on your cell phone apps by checking it out at KJAN.com. Also in 8-man football today, Don Bosco faces Murray, a couple of undefeateds there. That's a 9:06 kickoff this morning. Later on today, the Class 3A semifinals will be held at the Dome. Bishop Heland Catholic facing off against Grinnell at 5:36. Also an 8:21 kickoff tonight has Decorah battling Williamsburg. Class A and 4A semifinals are tomorrow. The 1A and 2A set for Saturday in Cedar Falls. Also in high school sports at the state volleyball tournament, which got underway yesterday up at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Class 5A first round results saw Ankeny beat Johnston 3 games in a row. Iowa City High dumping Dowling Catholic 3-1. Bettendorf went the distance, beating Dubuque Hempstead 3-2, while Pleasant Valley knocked off Urbandale 3-1. That sets up the 5A semifinals on Friday. At noon, it'll be Ankeny versus Iowa City High and Bettendorf facing off against Pleasant Valley. Also, Class 4A first-round action yesterday. Charles City defeated Cedar Rapids Xavier 3-1. It was Waverly Shellrock over North Scott in 3 straight. Solon defeated Harlan 3-0. Those scores 25-11, 25-20, and 25-20. Also, Bishop Heland Catholic defeating West Delaware 3-1 to advance. That sets up the Class 4A semifinals on Friday. At 1:45, Charles City plays Waverly Shellrock, and Solon will face Bishop Heland Catholic. The other three classes had their first round matchup set for today up at the Cedar Falls Ice Arena. In Class 3A first round play, that'll get the day started. A couple of matches set for noon today have Iowa Falls Alden facing off against undefeated Mediapolis. Then at noon as well, Mount Vernon will play Davenport Assumption. The 1:30 matchups today include Union facing Sioux Center and Red Oak playing MOC Floyd Valley. Red Oak 27-6 on the campaign. They face an MOC Floyd Valley team that brings a 30-8 mark into that contest this afternoon. Also this afternoon in Class 2A first round matchups, at 3 o'clock, Sumner Fredericksburg will play Dyke New Hartford, who is undefeated on the season. Then at 3 o'clock, Trainer will battle Western Christian. Trainer carries a 31-6 record into that match against a 41-3 Western Christian squad. A couple of matches at 4:30 feature a couple of teams from the region. St. Albert will play West Branch. St. Albert is 28-10. West Branch comes in 36-4. While also at 4:30, Kemper Catholic, who brings a mark of 32-5 into the match, will face an undefeated Lake Mills team. They're 43-0. Those are 4:30 matchups today. Also then tonight, the Class 1A first round will finish off the quarterfinals of the tournament. At 6 o'clock, it's Stanton facing Janesville. Stanton coming in 34-2, the Vikings will face a Janesville squad that's 31-8 on the year. Also at 6 o'clock, Lamar's Galen Catholic will battle Tripola. At 7:30 tonight, Grandview Park Baptist plays Grundy Center, and it's Marquette Catholic facing Holy Trinity Catholic. Those winners moving on to the semifinal round. In baseball news, Walt Weiss has been hired to replace Jim Tracy as manager of the Colorado Rockies. The team made the announcement late Wednesday night after owner Dick Monfort and top officials deliberated at the general manager's meetings. Weiss, the 1988 AL Rookie of the Year, and Arizona coach Matt Williams were thought to be favorites to replace Tracy, who quit October 7th following a last-place finish in the National League West. Rockies bench coach Tom Runnels and first baseman Jason Giambi also interviewed for that position. Also, in between trade talks and early negotiations with free agents, baseball GMs considered some wide-ranging changes that included broader use of instant replay by umpires, changed roster limits for September, and protective headgear for pitchers. On the first day of the GM's three-day annual session, the New York Mets announced Wednesday that they reached an agreement to terminate outfielder Jason Bay's contract with one guaranteed season remaining. The Los Angeles Dodgers also finalized a deal to hire Mark McGwire to be their first base coach. Arizona general manager Kevin Towers said he'd listened to trade offers for two-time All-Star right fielder Justin Upton, but thought a swap was not likely. And Texas general manager John Daniel said the Rangers remained interested in re-signing All-Star slugger Josh Hamilton. That's Check of Sports this hour. Sports brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.